Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 2nd of March. Starting off with Amigo Holdings, where it's just a relief to see the shares finally breaking out and staying up. Obviously, we had a couple of rallies both in July and August last year, and they came to nothing. Current situation, though, looking rather more frisky, just approaching that August resistance, and I suppose the July-August resistance around 20 pence, so maybe that's a bit of a sticking area, but being near 20p is a win whatever happens. And the view at this stage is that at least while we're above 14 pence, which was resistance line projection and a target from January, we're looking towards the top of a broadening triangle as high as 30 pence by the end of this month. Who knows, might be able to get even more than that. But 30 pence, well, if we can get above 20 pence pretty rapidly this week. Moving along, a stock which is not quite so high profile, but is doing well, Cambria Africa. Good consolidation at the higher level, so just basically toying with the February resistance at 0.45. We started off this rally with a gap through resistance, which gives us the prospect, according to Bulletin Board Hero rules, that we could have a multi-bagger on our hands, and hence the rather ambitious trendline target there from December 2019, as high as 0.85, and that's a target for, well, by the end of next month, while we hold above the 0.4 pence area, which was basically neckline resistance, post-June resistance on the daily chart. Guessing that the reason that the card factory is going up is not because people feel like buying cars, but just as a play on the return of normality at the end of the pandemic. Already seen a great recovery for the shares, and these situations sort of worth just seeing how far the stock might go, whether you're late to the party or not. What is positive today, though, is that we've broken above April resistance from last year at 53 pence. And also that June resistance at around the 56 pence level. So basically looking for higher prices here while we hold above the 60 pence zone. And there's a line of resistance from last March currently pointing as high as £1.20, which could be the 2 to 3 month target on the shares if all goes well at over the next few weeks and months. Moving along to a stock which has not been quite so stellar in its performance, although we had a good start, let's say, versus the float price of 6.5 pence. Here, cellular goods just seem to be determined to head lower and lower. We've got this falling channel, really, top of the channel, and the 50 period moving average there around the 14 pence level. So that's currently the minimum requirement to be broken if we're going to get a reversal here. We had a couple of peaks today around the 15.5 pence level, but really, in fact, if you're looking looking for a proper strong signal in terms of a turnaround, an end of, well, an hourly close above the 200 period moving average here at 16 pence really needs to be achieved. Otherwise, if we can break above the 16 pence area, then there is the prospect or the possibility of a move to the top of the broadening triangle that we have here on the 5 minute chart, up towards 35 pence plus, but obviously that seems a long way away at the moment. And also there's the risk of a move down to this support line projection from last week as low as 10 pence. So risk of 10 pence, break of 16 pence required, and then after that we have a chance of 35 pence as a best case scenario target over the few weeks after 16 pence is broken. Onto a stock which is possibly also regarded currently as a post-pandemic play, Big Dish. Here we've seen a break above that resistance line there from September at 1.5 pence, and also breaking recent neckline resistance in that zone. Probably all that's left really to assure the bulls that this is a stock which is back in business would be an end of day or a weekly close above the 200-day moving average. That's at 1.63 pence so far. I think that's been the high of the day. So end of day or weekly close above 1.63 in the 200-day line could open up the possibility of a move back towards post-summer resistance at 2.5 pence to 3 pence. But obviously, we've had many false dawns here before, and a caution is required. At this stage, though, only well below 1.3 pence, which was the mid-February resistance, really killing the recovery argument at Big Dish. Onto a stock which I've gone grown quite fond of in the recent past, if only for the name, Fragrant Prosperity. It sounds like something one should be shooting for. And also good to see here, as I mentioned on a tweet earlier on, the shares remaining above the 5.25 pence placing price. I think they raised £500,000. They should have raised more, I think, really. But we've held above the placing price. We've held above the floor of the gap at 4.5 pence, which is a double plus. And also, if we get an end of day close above yesterday's high at 7.25, which is possible, we'd have a key reversal to the upside, which would be another bullish signal. Want to break 7.75 to break that resistance line from last month. If we can do that above 7.75, we're looking at 12 or 13 pence as a target, possibly as soon as the end of this month. At this stage, only really back below the 50-day line, 3.5 pence, really killing the bull argument for Fragrant Prosperity. Onto a stock which had a bit of a pullback, but I interviewed the company yesterday, and also the shares looking rather more frisky today. Rising trend channel from November, floor of the channel at today's low at 1.6 pence. While we're above 1.6 pence back in, let's say, a bull or an uptrend scenario. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd want to see an end of day close above the rising 50-day moving average at 1.8 pence before looking for a retest of January resistance towards 2.8 pence over the next month or so for Galileo. A stock which seems to be cropping up every day here. Maybe I should stop looking at it so much, but my health check, doing very well after yesterday's rebound at old resistance near 3 pence. Just about a takeout or taking out last month's peak of 4.9 pence. And when you see a stock or a market break the previous month's high just within the first few days of the new month, that's normally a bullish sign. Above 5.25 pence, let's say, which is the top of the recent channel, the December channel, we're looking for 8 pence as a target, possibly by as soon as the end of next month on my health checked. Onto a stock which was a bit like Amigo, very difficult to raise. But here we've got this stock rising quite well now. Very similar chart to Amigo as well in some ways. Non-standard finance breaking the 200-day line. And the view here is that while we're above that initial February peak at 6 pence, looking for 10 pence as an initial target over the next couple of weeks, possibly a bit more than that, maybe 11 pence if that June resistance line projection is to be believed. So above 6 pence, looking for 11 on NSF. Stock which was covered here almost at the beginning of the extended rally that we've seen has been Petroneft. That was on the occasion of the gap through resistance, which we had in the middle of January. And since then, we've had great multi-bagger progress. Another gap higher today, which could be the climax of the bull run. Looking at 3 pence at the top of the channel from November, and ideally as high as 3.5 pence by the end of next month, which is a resistance line projection from way back in the summer of 2018. The upside argument valid at least while there's no end of day close back below the floor of the gap at the 2.2 pence area. So above 2.2, looking for 3.5 on Petroneft. Finishing off with Tiziano, which has been a rather dull market, even despite all the fundamental advances the company's made in the recent past. Here we're still clinging to the resistance or support line there, rather, from November. That's running at just over the £1 level. And while we're above yesterday's intraday low at 103, looking for at least a return towards the £1.30 area, which is the current area of the 200-day moving average, hopefully mirroring the move that we saw from December. January. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.